All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you doing that to try to get a rise out of John?
Yes.
Insert it into the bullpen.
Yes. Our hourly news update is trolling me and trying to get me to be the 12-year-old that I really am.
What do you mean trying to? You are.
I started off at 6 o'clock like that. I've been very grown up since then.
Chris,
it's an hour. It's 2 hours later.
He said fireballs, and you
bringing.
Immediately...
He said bringing his fireballs to the Tigers.
And we weren't like a minute into the show, and you're already doing what you do. Anyway, we got calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Jackson Jobe and his fireballs are here for the final week of the season and potentially more. He can be on the playoff roster. Got to get in first. Who gets the most credit? And is there any nervousness of putting a rookie up in this spot? Let's get to John in South Lyon. John, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
So I think the players deserve the most credit here. I haven't watched every game, of course, but I feel like Hinch's managing style hasn't really changed much over the season, but now it's this new young core that we've called up. The players seem to be have found the next gear, and they seem to be either responding better to Hinch's managing or just playing better, so the managing Hinch has been doing is getting more results because the guys are just stepping it up to kind of meet his expectations better.
Yeah.
Hinch hasn't changed, so they changed. Well, I think the bullpen has changed, though. Like, these guys here aren't the guys who were here all season long.
Right, but it's not just pitching.
The pitching's the biggest reason.
But it's also, and I just got the text from Coach Top, they're much better up the middle. All right, Cole Keith is better now than he was at the beginning of the year.
True.
Sweeney, as we have talked about, while he's not lighting it up at the plate, he is better at the plate than Javi Baez. And, I mean, you mentioned it the other day. Does he make that catch in the ninth inning? Does Javi Baez make that catch or even get up from it? No.
No.
And Parker Meadows, Tom, you've been all over this. At center field, like, he has been dynamic.
He's taking away hits.
It's not just
the thrilling robbing home runs. There was one on Sunday, a double up the gap by one of Baltimore's hitters, and they showed him up close to hitter after, and you could tell he's just frustrated. He like, that's a hit, and it's not against him because of the deer that's out in center field. I'm telling you what right now, guys, from a defensive standpoint, Parker Meadows is the best center fielder I've seen in my lifetime. So that goes back to nearly 50 years ago. So now, I know there's guys from the 60s teams and stuff like that. I'm not lying. I know it's small sample size. I've never seen a guy cover this much ground in my life.
Couple ticket texts. This one says, bottom line, the players need to perform. The manager can move players around like chess pieces, but they have to execute and not freeze. You can show Michael Jordan how to shoot a free throw. He still has to shoot the free throw. Sean at work. Texter says, I'd agree if it was two or three players, but it's the entire team. That's coaching. Like, I do think he's done a good job keeping them in the right mindset during this run, too. Because there's a tendency to get ahead of yourself. And they have not gotten ahead of themselves, even when we have wanted to. Hey, aren't you going to move Scooble up and get an extra start? Why isn't Jobe here? They've taken the right temperament. And I do think that's on AJ as much as the decision-making as well.
There's no question that his psychological approach, Hinch's psychological approach, has been a major benefit of keeping this team, keeping their perspective.
And baseball's a mental game. Couple more ticket texts. Credit Crazy Puffs for the turnaround. It's actually surprisingly really good. Texter says, I give credit to the witch doctor that AJ must have gone to visit at some point during this stretch.
Yes.
I had someone reach out to me and suggest we get a witch doctor on the show to explain how this stuff actually happens. I don't know if you'd be open to that. It might be terrible radio, or it could be great. But he had to go to some kind of voodoo. Like, Jobu is now Job. Like, there's too many similarities here.
Witch doctor school.
Witch doctor
school. Yeah. Isn't that down in Springfield?
Credit to Ken Holland. Didn't he say it takes 10 years? Put Ken Holland on the poll. 10 years. It's been 10 years since the playoffs. Yeah. What else?
This is why I always say, let it play out.
Oh, come on. This guy.
I mean, is there a better example
than this? Scott Harris calculated the Tigers were not a playoff team in this offseason, and every move he's made since has been done to prove he was right. This run was done in spite of Scott Harris. He gets no credit and should probably be fired for malfeasance on the ticket text. Okay, nobody's firing Scott Harris.
No.
Not even me.
Not even you, who's asking to take back one of the strikes within the next 6 days.
I do think that text, though, is largely correct, that this was not the plan. Scott didn't plan for the playoffs. He made moves that were not about making the playoffs this season. This was done in spite of the decisions that he made.
But they didn't block any of the bats.
Yeah.
And now the bats are, I wouldn't say ultra productive. They're very opportunistic.
Okay, how about this point? Scott Harris sets the roster. Javi Baez was on the roster for the most part of this season. And when Javi disappeared, this team went on a run. So what if Scott didn't have Javi Baez on the roster for most of the season? Is that a fair critique?
No.
No?
They had
to. Who had to what?
Jim, you're buying out a guy for $98 million before the season?
If I'm worth...
That's unreasonable in sports.
Yeah.
That's just, you're being unreasonable. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's ever done that in the history of sports. I think that... I do not think he should be on this team next year. You're at the halfway point of the contract. You've given him every chance you can. And I do just think it makes no sense for him to be here. I'll say this about Javi being gone. Nobody in that clubhouse or the manager is going to throw him under the bus, okay?
No, of course.
His presence, okay? They started getting hot in, what, the 10th or so of August?
Yes.
Then they went to the Little League Classic,
yep,
and they had that big win, and they have said that this was somewhat of a turning point for
yep,
us.
Yep.
And then they let Javi play in Chicago. Respect. You know? Right after that, he's gone. Seems a little fishy to me. And it seems a little coincidental.
Yeah.
Trey Sweeney's better.
Oh, yeah.
We never thought that he would. He was a throw-in in this trade.
It's why I did say the thing you can give Harris credit for, eye for talent. Sweeney was not a throw-in in that deal, as he was discussed at the time. He's been an addition that's helped this baseball team.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Monday, if they make the playoffs, Monday is going to be a very special edition of the Costa and Jansen show.
Okay. Why is that?
We might see the removal of strike two.
Yes.
We might have a special guest on the show.
Ooh.
Ticket Texter says, beware, you guys are declaring the playoffs already. Three big games coming up. Tampa's won 4 in a row, 7 of the last 10. Let's see what happens first before we start planning the playoff rotation.
Yes, I don't disagree with that, but we are allowed to enjoy the moment. Part of enjoying the moment is the fact that they are right now controlling their own destiny.
Ticket Texter says Chris Spielman's hands are clearly all over this roster. Anyone with eyes can see it. That's, who deserves credit?
I do like on Twitch here, I just turned it back on, and I think Chris Villar may have given a nickname.
What did he say?
Jackson Fireballs Job.
I don't think it's going to catch on, but none of this has made sense. Sure.
If he's going to come in as a reliever... You could have, I don't know the name of the
Fireball.
Song. Yeah. That could be his walk-up music.
Sure. We're workshopping this on the fly.
Why not?
Let's do it. Get back to the phones. Matt in Sterling Heights, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm sitting here. I know you guys are being cheeky with comparing Avila to Mayhew or Millen, but just a quick one. None of the players that Millen or Mayhew drafted were here when the Lions started winning. Almost the entire roster is made up of people Avila drafted that are now everyone's cheering for. So I know that you can't admit you're wrong when you chase a guy out of town when he was set up to fail from day one, but hopefully he's sitting somewhere laughing and smiling at what's going on. The other thing, too, you might want to compare him instead to Yzerman, because when Yzerman was in Tampa, he drafted a lot of players, but they never won anything when he was there. But now everyone gives Yzerman the credit for building Tampa, for building up the Lightning. It's the same thing Avila did here. Sure, he signed some crummy free agents, whatever, but the group that people are cheering for all came from that guy. And I hope he's laughing at everybody.
John is shrugging, and Tom is saying, hang up on this man. Silence him. Get him off the radio. I don't think we're comparing it, as cheeky as we were being, we're not comparing Avila to Mayhew. We're comparing him to Bob Quinn, right? Because that was the whole bit. Bob Quinn drafted the majority of this offensive line, yet people aren't giving Bob Quinn credit for this. They're giving Holmes and Campbell credit for this. The guys who took what they were given and got more out of them. Right? That would be the argument for Scott Harrison, some player development. It's certainly the argument for A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter and this pitching staff. They get the credit.
I guess we don't hold a Justin Verlander trade against this guy anymore.
Right.
I mean, that return's so awesome. I love all the guys from that trade that's helping this team. I mean, that only delayed this 3 years.
Significantly.
It did. I mean, seriously, but the Justin Verlander trade is truly probably the worst trade in Detroit sports history when you think about it.
I don't disagree.
But, you know, let's give that guy credit.
And the worst free agent signing in the history of Detroit sports. I would argue that 100% that's Javi Baez.
The worst trade in the worst free agent signing. But good way to go, Al.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's Javi and it was Jordan Zimmermann. People forget about that deal. That was terrible. Both of them were Al Avila signings. When he was given the chance to spend, he whiffed pretty epically both times. We got calls to get to. Credit to hand out. Tigers in the final week of the regular season control their own destiny. Jackson Jobe is here. We want to get your thoughts on it. 248-539-9797. We have Greg Palm coming up later this hour. A check-in on the top 12 teams in college football. It's 97.1. Life gets busy. You've been putting off going to the dentist, pretending those issues are just going to go away. Sounds like I'm calling you out. I'm not. There's no judgment. At Brightside Dental, that's their thing. They're not going to judge you. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Dentists that aren't going to give you a hard time because you don't floss twice a day. They're approachable professionals. They want to work with you. Get a game plan going, and that's getting you back in for those regular cleanings. And they can get you in at 8 different locations in Metro Detroit. $35 new patient special. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Early returns on the Twitter poll question. Who gets the most credit for this Tigers' magical second half run? They control their own destiny, final six games of the season. And if you missed it, Jackson Jobe is here. Some ticket texters have compared this to when David Price first got the call up, Adam Wainwright back in the day, a little Josh Beckett energy, the power arm that helps the team in the postseason. Who gets the most credit? 53% say Hinch and Fetter. Camp I'm in. 39% say the players. That's the camp John's in. 6% say Al Avila / Matt Patricia / Ken Holland / 10-year rebuild. And Scott Harris has 2% of the vote.
Is this just a, we're going to hate the guy that's there all the time?
I mean, I don't hate him. I know you think I hate him. I don't hate him.
Well, I mean,
I think they're doing this largely
words,
in
words matter. I
know my tone gets me in trouble, but I would tell you, I think
it's not what you say. It's how
you say it.
Yes.
I know.
Come on, mom, text in, tell him it's not what you say. It's how you say it.
I know. I do think they've made this run in spite of the move Scott Harris made. They did not bolster the team in the offseason. They sold at the deadline, and understandably so. They kept Javi Baez on the roster. They're paying him whether he's here or not. These are moves that management made that made it harder for the Tigers to win. They are winning in spite of those roster decisions. That doesn't mean Harris should be fired. It doesn't mean he hasn't done a good job with player development and eye for talent. Trey Sweeney is an underrated guy that they got back in the Flaherty deal. So it didn't end up being a disaster where you lost a power arm and got nothing in return. And that doesn't even mention the catcher they got that a lot of people are excited about in the minors.
The style of baseball that this team is playing right now is a direct correlation and complement to what Scott Harris wants from his team.
Fair.
The vision.
That's fair.
The vision. You were right about Chapman. This team's record would be better if they had him. Would this be happening? I think we can question potentially because you never know what the makeup in the clubhouse would be like and stuff.
Of course.
From the statistical standpoint, you're right.
Hard to argue in a vacuum. But I've said this all along. If they get in doing it his way, the unexpected, accidental way, I have to fall on the sword. Some of you would love to hear that on Monday if and when they're in the playoffs. Me with a sword impaling me. Uh-huh. But that's what will need to happen if they end up making this miraculous run. I just don't give him the majority of the credit. I really do give it to this coaching staff who has made it work with pitchers who weren't here when the season began. Triple-A guys, matchups, bullpen days. That's Hinch, that's Fetter. That's not to say the players don't deserve credit, but that's the second slice of pie, not the first.
Do you mean the guys that are actually out there performing under pressure?
But it's not one or two of them that have stepped up. It's everybody. And to me, that is a reflection of culture and coaching.
That's why there's an S on the backside of player.
It's a plural.
Players.
And you guys think I can be condescending. Look at this guy. 248-539-9797. We got to get to the phones. We got people who've been waiting too long. Jacob in Plymouth, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I'm going with it's AJ Hinch, and I'm definitely not giving credit to Al Avila, or however you say it, because when you're as bad as you are for so many years, finding a few players high in the draft does not mean you did a good job or you set the team up. You're drafting from you get your first pick of all the players. So it doesn't really make it a big deal to get somebody occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I'm with you. I think Al Avila drafted a lot of these guys, but you got to pull a team together. And we've said that with the Lions. They drafted some of the guys that are on the team with the previous regime, right? Frank Ragnow is an all-pro center.
So his negatives are greater than his positives that currently are paying off?
For Al?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I would say
I don't disagree with that.
Worst roster moves in the history of Detroit sports occurred under his watch, trades, signings, and otherwise.
So many of them are laughable.
I know, dude. I know. John in Flat Rock, you're on 97.1. What's up?
Okay, I think it's 100% AJ Hinch and getting rid of the cancer in the locker room, which is Javi Baez. Guy doesn't hustle, doesn't go, run out the first base at all. It's just getting him out of there. These guys just stepped it up once he left, and they're 0-0-0% to Scott Harris. I don't like anything he's done. you can assign at least one piece, like a third baseman for a free agent. You don't have to go crazy, but he did nothing.
I'm nodding my head. I don't know if you want me to.
Yeah, no,
I
we can't see that on the radio. Yeah.
I can pile on, and then I'm a jerk. So, what was that, Tom? Is that a patting on the back?
No. He wants him to. He wants you to continue to pile on.
Yeah, I'll pile on. Yeah,
give strike three.
Could you stop it?
While this team
is in a heroic, playoff position, run.
Yes, pile on the president of baseball operations, who is the one pulling the strings right now.
Yeah, the highest ranking baseball mind in the organization. Yeah, let's fire him. Don't turn that into a drop. I did not say that seriously. I just know what show I'm working on. Ticket texters point out the same deal. Maybe the Tigers took a page out of the Major League movie. In the clubhouse, there's a cardboard cutout of Scott Harris, but instead of removing clothing after each win, they take a piece off for each loss. The end result is Harris in a Speedo. Ugh. Ugh. Some ticket text on Jackson Joe, because that was how we got into this conversation. We're excited about it. The idea that he can come up, foot on the gas, all hands on deck. Texter says it's an exciting move. This one says, success or fail with it, I appreciate the aggressiveness from this front office, Scott Harris included. We're playing with house money at this point, Jason in Beverly Hills. I agree with that. This is house money. Nobody expected them to be here.
Yeah.
But don't let this pressure weigh you down. They haven't thus far. Put all your, all hands on deck and go for it. Texter says, there's no way they're calling up Job to sit on the pine. If they make the postseason, he will get the ball in game two, with Scooble getting the ball in game one.
I don't know that I think it would be impossible that they open with him in game two.
All right, let's get to Heather in the news.
This is really exciting. A Michigan teen has just set two world records for having the largest feet and largest hands of a living teenager.
Okay.
This kid's a big kid. At 16 years old, Eric Kilburn Jr. wears a shoe size 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Really big shoes.
Really, really big shoes, which are really actually hard for him to find.
Sure.
You might remember his story going viral because for 2 years he wore Crocs, which affected his feet, and he couldn't play football because he had to sit on the sidelines because he had like an ankle injury because he was
wearing Crocs.
Have cleats that fit him. Uh-huh. And that's when like Shaquille O'Neal jumped in and other shoe companies and custom made him some shoes. So he has shoes. But either way, so he wears a size 23. His feet measure 13 and a half inches. And then his hands.
Wait.
It says his feet measure 13 and a half inches. And he wears a size 23.
In width?
His feet measure 13 and a half inches, making him a shocking size 23 in men's shoes.
Now hold on. Okay. That makes no sense.
Maybe it is width,
I'm just
John.
Reading 13. The article, John. It says drastically larger than the typical range of 8.5 to 9 for men.
So it's got
to
be the width.
So it's got, we're talking about the.
Because the length
says,
is feet. No, yeah. But both are part of having the biggest feet of a teenager.
Right, yeah. The length would be longer. If he's wearing 13. A size 23, it's, I guess we're talking about the girth.
Yes, John.
Versus the length.
Yes, John.
And his hands cover 9.13 inches, which are much larger than the average 7.4 inches for those of his age.
Okay.
He's 6 foot
his
10.
His feet are way bigger than his hands, but yeah.
Yeah, as they should be.
No, I know, but yeah, a nine-inch so hand.
You're confusing me.
Yeah.
Anyway, the kid's got big feet and big hands, right? He's in the Guinness World Records.
And he's
pretty incredible.
And
he's 6'10". No, yeah. 16. 16.
Oh, there's a lot of numbers flying around here.
Either way, pretty cool. So he's going to be in the book. Check it out.
Yes. I do have some breaking news. Breaking news, yes. For all of you fishermen out there, this is remarkable. And I'm going to leave the names out to protect any phone numbers, any calls, any visits. But in Little Traverse Bay in Petoskey, last night, it's not known for its walleye fishing. And there have been cohos caught. There have been a lot. It's been a great year for salmon. But last night, a 32.2-inch walleye, 10 pounds,
width,
was
girth? What are we talking about?
Yes. We measure it all when we're talking about our walleye. Okay. Trust me, yes. This one is a big one. And it was caught in 110 feet of water, 80 foot down, on a downrigger, trailing a black J plug, which, all right, most people right now listening,
what do those words mean?
None of those mean anything unless you are a fisherman. But if you are a fisherman and you understand what this means, that's a 10-pound walleye out of Little Traverse Bay. That is breaking news. Oh, my goodness. And so, yeah, I'm a little distracted on that first news story because I just got these pictures, and I am in awe. Jealous as hell.
Who's eating it?
Oh, this one's Yeah, I mean, you could.
Or is it getting hung on a wall?
It's getting hung on the wall. Oh, yeah. You may actually put this one in bed with you for a little while.
Oh, no.
In bed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spoon a little bit, cuddle, and then put it on, mount it on the wall. Oh, my goodness. This thing. I'll show you guys the picture.
How much did it weigh?
10 pounds.
Oh. That's nothing.
Heather, how did you miss that in your news? I can't imagine.
She didn't get it. It was breaking news. This happened just in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Is
Holy
right.
Cow.
Yes,
wow.
There.
Let's see it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, you're not much of a fisherman.
It's a big fish. Okay. It's a big fish.
It's unbelievable.
All right. In other breaking news, I guess not breaking, but Mike Francesa is questioning Travis Kelce's dedication to football after his slow start to the season. So during the latest installment of his podcast, he discussed how Kelce's basically performance has drastically fallen off, and he's suggesting that it may be because he's distracted by fame.
All right, old man. No. Come on. Could be defenses, could be
father time.
Yeah, it could be father time. Exactly. It eventually catches up with everyone. No, don't give me this BS.
It's his first year being famous, apparently.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It couldn't be the Super Bowls that he's already been a part of. I mean, get out of here with this.
Texter says, more fishing talk, please, and a year's worth of drops, all from talking about kids' shoes.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I know. I still don't understand.
So someone pointed out, they don't met like a 23 for a men's shoe is not 23 inches.
No, I know that, but I wear a size 15.
And how many inches do you have over there?
Okay.
About his shoes.
It's hilarious because I always... When you go to the combine, they measure your hands. They measure the width of your hand. And so I know what mine are 11 inches. And so I always use a measuring stick. Yeah. When I'm, you know, yeah. So,
John, we have to move on.
A size 23 would be longer than 13 inches.
John, we have to move on. This is so absurd.
I'm just reading the article.
That's all Heather's doing is her job. She didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Ridiculous. Greg Palm is next. It's a ranking of college football teams, the top 12 through 4 weeks. Dan Campbell at 902. It's 97.1. Lions head coach Dan Campbell joins us at 9:02 this morning. I have a PSA I'd like to put out for Tigers fans. But first, people need to know this. And Heather witnessed it too. You spent the entire time we were off air trying to find a yardstick or a ruler.
No, that's not true. Not true. The first 10 minutes of that past segment, I was setting up for post-show interviews and things in the backup studio.
But I heard you. Anybody got a ruler? Yardstick?
Yeah. For 5 minutes, yes, I was looking for a ruler, yardstick, anything, any type of measuring device that we could talk about on air. And it was... I can't believe there is no one that has a ruler. So I was using a piece of paper, right? 11 by 8 is, or 8.5 is the size of a piece of paper. I just still can't figure out how they get a size 23 out of what was his shoe size or his foot size?
13.5.
Yeah.
And I agree with you now that I've done some research as well.
Yes.
Because they say
stepping on a blank piece of paper.
A size 16, it says in inches, your foot would be 12.5 inches long. So to only be an inch longer than that and then jump up to a 23.
It just doesn't
make sense.
Yeah. Because I think I've been places where people have, like you see a Shaquille O'Neal shoe.
Right.
Which is like a 22 or 23. And you're like, holy cow, that's a boat.
No kidding.
And so that's why I'm just...
We need room for the sock. Long toenails, maybe. Like, you need some wiggle room.
Sure. Yes.
I don't know.
The numbers didn't add up, which is probably the most stupid thing to get hung up on.
Yes. And we did. We got very hung up on it. It happens. Mm-hmm. We also got hung up on this Tigers run, and rightfully so. This team is in the midst of a playoff chase. They control their own destiny. This came out of nowhere. I mean, we were loosely paying attention, but we thought they could lose as many as 90 games after the trade deadline, and they've done anything but. They're going to flirt with 90 wins as they approach a playoff spot. And I've seen this happen on the ticket text, and I've seen it happen on social media. This fan policing, you gave up on them, you can't. Let's be very clear about this. Everybody can and should be enjoying what's going on with this baseball team. Totally. Just because you didn't see a 50-year miracle coming doesn't mean you can't enjoy this. If you wanted them to sell at the deadline, if you were upset that you were seeing another losing summer from your baseball team, if you didn't buy into Bally's when it was taken from you, you're not a bad fan. You're allowed to enjoy this. You should enjoy this. This is once in a lifetime. There should be no real fans. This is for the real fans. Fairweather fans can't enjoy. Everybody should be enjoying this.
Yes. No one, go back 6 weeks, in their right minds, would have been predicting that this would be the situation where we're all hoping. We can have hope. A hope is not a strategy.
No.
And if it hasn't happened in 51 years, why would you think, why would you bank on the fact that it would happen now?
Again, it's only happened one time in all of baseball that we've had a team 51 years ago come back down 8 games below 500 in August to make the playoffs. And the Tigers would be just the second in the history of baseball to do it. You didn't have to see it coming. In fact, it makes it even more of a story. It makes it that much more exciting that it was so unexpected.
And we had the I told you so guy call in yesterday about the Lions. If you were saying, you know, 6 weeks ago that this was going to happen, you know, and you're now the I told you so guy.
Come on.
F you. It really.
I was just going to say, you know, you keep bringing up that 73 Met team. Is that what it was?
73 Mets.
Yeah. And under 500. There's been a lot of teams that have made these comebacks and gotten back into races, or teams that have blown things and stuff. The unique thing about this is the amount of games that they were under 500.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad team. And that's why the Mets are the only other one that's done it. It's very rare for this to happen, because if you're under 500, you're a bad team. And a lot of people always think you can't take anything serious until you get to 500. That's like the benchmark before you can even start talking about going to the next step.
Some ticket text that I do want to get to. Texter points out there is a measurement app on all iPhones, Ron and Trenton. I didn't want John to get his phone out with the measurements. I just thought that could go the wrong direction. I was aware of that.
Let's see what we can measure.
Oh, okay. Geez.
This one says, John, you can measure your body parts when you go home. Right now, you're at work.
Just want to measure my foot. That's it.
Got it. We have a lot to talk to Dan Campbell about, right? The injuries are piling up. They're coming off a win. Good time to take inventory of this football team and get it straight from the head coach. We'll get to that coming up next. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.